Recording with the family in mind. 3, 2, 1. Everyone is talking about Goldman Sachs and the Wall Street bonuses. With the family in mind, I'm Valerie Coleman Morris. Wall Street's top firm, Goldman Sachs, says that it set aside $16.7 billion for compensation and benefits in the first 9 months of 2009. It's enough, according to the Times, for them to pay each of its workers $527,192 for the period. Obviously, this is generating a lot of controversy and anger. I'm trying to give some context so that you can make your own decision. The Goldman Sachs CEO, Lloyd Blankfein, set a Wall Street pay record in 2007, but he slashed the pay last year. He then went without a bonus after the firm's first quarterly loss, and he has accepted, he says, financial support from the government. Although, as earnings rebounded and the firm decided they could pay back the $10 billion government bailout plus dividends, Blankfein has led Goldman Sachs to a spectacular third quarter, $3.19 billion. Now, the company has resumed allocating billions of dollars for year-end bonuses. Where do you stand on this? Now, his argument is earnings aren't just cash rewards. Earnings are based on performance, and they're largely paid in stock. I believe that this will be central to Goldman justifying the bonuses to the public. But the question is, as a taxpayer, are you upset? I mean, the government helped support the firm with $10 billion in bailout money. Again, Goldman has returned it. The story about the bonus pool, analysts are estimating that Goldman's annual bonus pool is more than $23 billion. And I have to admit that the story that I'm talking about is actually overshadowing the fact of just how well the firm did perform and is performing. But the argument that Goldman uses that I don't buy is that it needs to pay these huge sums to retain its best people or risk losing them to the rivals. Think about it. Who is going to be quitting their job that pays you that amount of money in this economy? I'm Valerie Coleman Morris with the family in mind.